Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
Yeah, okay, so Beit Hashem, we're holding here Shir number 7 in the Maimon Reis HaLevi, in the middle of the Maimon Lahavan in the Etzemachis, in the middle of Ois Ches, in the Haggadot on Omid Kuf Tzadik Aleph. So in Ois Ches, he started being Mazvid Inyan of Makis Dever, and he was Mazvid Inyan of, where it says, B'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol mi'adecha. That Chazal say that b'chol mi'adecha means that a person has to be, he has to, b'chol mi'adecha means that he has to be moisten nefesh, and that's what it means b'chol mi'adecha. So he asked, so then why do you have to say b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, once you have the b'chol mi'adecha, so that's koil all the madregas. So he brought an arichas, like an example of seed, that if you want to plant something in the ground, so even though the ground itself has a koyach to be able to make things plant, but first you have to soften the karka, and only through that could you connect, you know, the koyach atzmicho that's hidden within the karka to connect to the seed which has its own, you know, koyach atzmicho aproti, that it could grow into what it's supposed to grow into. So he says the same thing is with the nefesh elikus, that the nefesh elikus, it says, he brought the, you know, what it says, the rea tzedakas matzmicho shuos, that through the avodah tefillah, a person makes like a zriya to the nefesh halikos, meaning that through the boinus of the tefillah by Pesukah Dezimra and Birchus Krishma, perhaps he's talking about here the Madrega Birchus Krishma, so he softens the karka, meaning he softens the nefesh bahamis, and through that he can make a chibur between the nefesh halikos and the malchus datzilus. And that's what he said is like, you know, it's al derech mashal from the seed and putting it in the ground, because the malchus datzilus is called the eretz el yoyno, and behelim the malchus datzilus has the orin soif which is called the koich hatzameh hakloli, meaning we know the orin soif is the mekoyin, the shorish of all the hashpoyis and everything there is, and the tachlis over here is we're saying that through making the harishah, through making this boinus by Pesukah Dezimra and Krishma, and Birchus Krishma, so then by Krishma itself, the Nefesh Elikus can connect to the Koich HaTzmeach HaKlali, meaning it can have a Dveikus to the Orin Soif, which is Behelim hidden within the Malchus. Because since the Malchus we saw is the Shorish for Bia, so first the Nefesh Elikus has to make a Achono, Harisho, to be able to connect to the Orin Soif, which is Behelim within the Malchus Datzilus. And that's like a Zriya, that's like planting, meaning this chibur, this dveik is between the nefesh elikis and the orin soif. And the etzem zri is that afterwards, through Torah mitzvahs, that's when the nefesh elikis has its, the etzem aliyah, because, like it's mazmin, the shari avoid the barichos, that after the tefillah, by doing Torah mitzvahs, that mamshech, you know, the gilei atmos lamata boil mazra tachtoin. And his mazmin that the three steps, when someone puts the seed in the ground, the three steps, meaning that first the outside of the seed has to start rotting, and then, you know, from that it starts planting a little, and after that the basar of the seed has to start rotting, and then, you know, even more of there's more growing from the seed, and the third act is when the etzem hazera gets rotten, so then you have the actual plant ends up giving off its peiros, and, you know, the shefa that it's supposed to get. So he was mazur that the same thing is in the avodah tzanefesh, that you have these three v'chinas. And I think it's because I will, you know, we'll start from there.
Kol HaLashon.
Yesterday we did a little quickly. On Kuf Tzadik Aleph, just in the, on the top of the line, the second line, he means mazur, what it means in the nefesh, these three avoid this recovering, meaning what are these three v'chinas that we have to do to the nefesh elikos to make the nefesh bahamas ke'ilu rat that we could reach to the prophet vekas. So it says, v'nen nikr recovering a rishon, ashal eitzel moshel agarim, sha'oy levad nirkav av labosa kaim b'shleimus, that he said before that the first inyan of recovering is when a person does a skafya, meaning when a person forces his nefesh bahamis to shtel tzu to nefesh elikos, that's called the skafia, that he's not letting the nefesh bahamis, you know, do what it wants to do. And that's like al derech moshel by a seed where the outer part of the seed gets rotten, but within it, it's still kayim. So that's b'chol avavcha, where it says b'chol avavcha means the two, the yetzer tov and yetzer hara. V'achikach b'chol nafshecha nikir rikoven hasheini, shechosav yoyzer b'maylo. That b'chol nafshecha is already the second dagger of recovering, of going against the nefesh b'hamis. Ki b'chol nafshecha hu b'chinnis nafshi v'sicho, haine sheish gam king taibu chuko v'stabech v'nachlas Hashem. That by, when the dagger b'chol Nafshecha means that a person already is ma'oyer avavir dveikus. Moisayat kolot tzoynesah sheesh labalma teperoido, and he's moisir all of the tzoynes that he has to this alma teperoido to the oil mayeshus. Vakeres kol anoyz v'chol kisuv in zorin asher loy l'ashem b'ay alma teperoido. And the Indian of Mechol Nafshecha is that not only did he do the skafi, which is the first dago, but he's doing now the second dago, which is that he's giving all his retoinus and only connecting to Avodas Hashem and Bechlal, not, you know, letting the Nefesh Bahamas have any retoinus for the Yeshus and for Taivas Olam Hazar. L'chein Nikr is the Rikovin Hasheni. And this is the second Madrega, which is called Rikovin Hasheni. Asher Abotah Shalagaran Gam Ken Nikr. This is like the muscle of the seed, where the, you know, the meat of the seed, the bust of the seed, the actual inside starts getting rotten. And that's in Avoida, where B'chol Nafshecha means that he was oiker his retoinus, and all his retoinus is only for Avoida Hashem. Ach nekudas hazeh loy nekeves k'moshel anal. But in the second dagger, he still didn't reach the shleimus, which is that the etem hazera, the actual seed, should rot. Kach kaviyochel amr chazal hazeh afilu hu noitlos nafshecho, haynu afshay keves retoino v'kisuf ha-mamish me'alim depudu kanal. Even though in this dagger, B'chol Nafshecha, he took away all of the tzoynus for the yeshus. Afal pikim, he says, nefesh amitis ein la adayin. That in this dagger, b'chol nafshecha, he's still not holding by the third madrega, which is b'chol miyadecha, meaning that he still doesn't have the inyan of mitzias nefesh with the shleimus. K'moshel hazer shloi nirkav, haino shein amoyiz b'chayiv b'vechinz b'chol miyadecha. That just like in the seed, even if the butter of the seed starts rotting, but the etzem hazer is still there, so, who are then in the Nefesh Bahamas by Bechol Nafshecho, even if he's oiger all his retoinus, but he's still not holding by the third dagger, which is called Bechol Miyadecho, meaning by the dagger Bechol Miyadecho, there's a emistik and mysterious Nefesh where he's moyis in all the Tanugim of Oilam Hazar. So he's not the Indian, Noche Nemer, Afilu Noitlus Nafshecho. That's what it means, Afilu Noitlus Nafshecho, Hainu Moye Noitl, Misha Noitlus Nafshe, Abayich Hashem, Hoye Moiseloi. That the Indian by Bechol Nafshecha is that if someone would take away his nefesh, so that he's holding by this dag and he's willing to do it for Avodas Hashem, because he was oiker all his retoinus, but to be holding by a Messias nefesh mitad himself in the mitad of Pnimi is that he's not holding it. And that's the chilik between the two dagas of Bechol Nafshecha and Bechol Miyadecha. Rak limsa v'laka kol yitzoyin zorim asher loy l'ashem heimo, aval yis moiz b'chayiv mamish liyiz b'chinnis kol t'nafshi k'lois ha-nefesh, loy nimsa v'koich b'tula l'ashem. That the chilek between b'chol v'oncho and b'chol nafshecho v'chol miyadecho is that the darga b'chol nafshecho means that he was oiker all his retoinus, but he doesn't yet have this inyan of k'lois ha-nefesh, which we'll see later, you know, which connected which market that is. And the Melod, by the third dag of Chol Miyadecho, there he's zoicha to have the emesik mesiris nefesh, where he's fully moist b'chayov in anything that has to do with Oilam Hazeh. And his old hinyan is just to be miskal in the Oilam Elyon. Ach v'chinnis b'chol miyadecho nikur dukoven agimbo. That the dag of Chol Miyadecho, that's the recover agimbo. Shenikudus hazer nekeves gamkin shu ikitach zefnimi sagarin. That the ending of the recovering again with the third step where the seed gets rotten is that the actual zera, the actual seed gets rotten, meaning the whole pnimius of the garden is now rotten. Haynu bebechinis bechol miyadecho bechinis kloisha nefesh mamish shemeteres b'tzoynu v'atzmuses kol esekor chesev ikir chiyuso l'skalo b'mekoru l'shtava b'gufu d'malko mois b'chayu. What that means in Avodas Hashem, in the nefesh alikot and nefesh bahamis, what it means is that the nefesh alikus is in the matter of klois and nefesh mamish, that it's whole metzius is just the metzius of Mesias Nefesh that all it wants to do is be Meskalu, be Mekoyu, Lishtava, be Gufa, and Demalka, meaning it just wants to be Meskalu in the Ora Yitzhov, in the Ora Elyon, or Moyes Bechayiv, and it has a full, it's totally Moyes in anything that is with Tanuga Moyel Mazer. Af Bechayim Echreichim, in the beginning of the Torah, Avoyu Lekim Amin, Ein Ritoyne Bechayim, in the Gami Rak Ledovka, be Mekoyu, that anything to do with Oilam Hazer, it's Moyes, meaning it doesn't want to connect to it, and its whole Rotten is only to be moist in nefesh and to be dov b'mokor elyon. The lachim b'asur yikoven agimel azem nemer v'ayu advar me'ele. Haynu b'vichinis toru mitzvah shu tzmichas yeshuas. That after this recovering agimel, which, like by the muscle of the seed, after that, then it has the proper way that it's supposed to plant, meaning after the recovering agimel, that's when the real tzmicha comes out. So who are then over here that once a person has an avoided the recovering agimel, which means that he has a full mitzvah nefesh, and he's moyes in anything that has to do with Olam Hazeh. So then he can have the proper tzmicha, which means, Haine bechinas Torah mitzvah shu tzmichas yeshuas. Then when he does Torah mitzvahs, then he has the proper tzmicha what Torah mitzvahs is supposed to bring him to. Haine bebrochis mei shor machmes shesham gonuz, pnimis ritoyne bechokmosi amitik mevur b'makamach v'day lovin. Then he could connect to the pnimis of the Torah mitzvahs, which there is behelim, it's behalden, it's gonuz, the pnimis ritzoinoi is barach, meaning the ayin sof is gonus in the Torah mitzvahs. And when a person through the avodas tefillah goes through these three dargos, b'chol levavcho, b'chol nafshecho, b'chol miyadecho, when he has the real mesias nefesh, then v'hayu advar me'ela, the Torah mitzvahs could bring the proper tzmicho to the nefesh alikos, and then he could reach what's called the dveikus etzem al zei Torah mitzvahs. Now it's been mazvei al pidis, what's the inyan of the makif dever, which we're saying is, whatever we do, zelu mazel, whatever we do to the nefesh alikus, causes a tzar and a hepech to nefesh bahamas, which that's the tachlis, meaning that the klipa mitzrayim shouldn't be master on the nefesh alikus. It says, v'lochin k'sheisha yisraeli omar v'chol nefeshecho, v'oikir kol mitzoyin me'alma dipirudo zem ikisubin dilo. When a yid is holding by the second dag, which is called v'chol nefeshecho, meaning that he's oikir all the tzoyinus from the oil mayeshus and all its tainugim, noisin kol chitoynish ala nefesh l'Hashem levada b'toru b'tfilo, and he gives up his whole nefesh, meaning the chitoynish, because the pnimis he doesn't have yet to give up, but all the ma'isim he's just doing toru navoido, agam shepnimis chiyis ha'chreichim shavak lo la'atim atoru chavoidu salikus, even though he's not holding by the third dag, which is called b'chol miradecho, meaning that whatever is needed for the chiyis to live in this world, that he's still using, but he's using it for avodas Hashem. Achmachmas shemevatel ikir kol returns hazorim nase beezel umazeh hain bechinis mitzrayim dever b'miknis shalehem. Now what he's saying is that the makif dever is the avoid of b'chol nafshecho. He said that the three madregis b'chol levamcho b'chol nafshecho b'chol meyedecho b'chol levamcho meant the inyan of eskafio, where we force the nefesh bahamas not to be mispashed and do, you know, it's dvorm tivyim. And b'chol nafshecho means that a person is ready oiker all his returns for the oil ma'yeshus. But the pnimis, the pnimis and nefesh, that he wasn't able to be moist in nefesh, meaning that anything that is, you know, mukhruch for this world, that he's still connected to, even though he's using it for avodas Hashem. So he's saying then the makif dever is that since at the end of the day he's using these dvorm achreichim for avodas Hashem, that causes a dever to the nefesh of Muhammad. And that's what he means, master, what that means. L'hovin zoi tzor, l'hovin ma'u shem mikne. What does it mean, mikne? Because it says that the dever happened to the mikne, to the behemoth. K'gol ha'behemoth toyin v'tmeim kulam nikr b'loshen mikne. And he says, mikne is a loshen on behemoth, which includes behemoth toyin man t'meim. Achinim b'gashmi t'yei shchiyis ha'etzim v'chiyis ha'mikne. They're saying by a person in Gashmi is there's something called a chiyas ha'etzim and a chiyas ha'nikne. She's mazda chiyas ha'etzim nikne ma'ashiyef shalodin lichis b'lodui. Chiyas ha'etzim means what a person, whatever he needs to live, haynu lechem ma'ayim b'lod mi'ef shalichis. Anything that a person needs to live, like lechem and ma'ayim, that's called a chiyas ha'etzim, that's, you know, what's the tzorich for his etzim ha'chiyas. A chiyas ha'nikne nikne ma'ashiyef shalichis b'lodom u'biltom. That chiyas hanikne means something that a person doesn't need necessarily to live. Rak nitzrochem em lis berevach ba'achov lo yichis b'doichuk b'tzimtzum. That in of chiyas hanikne means whatever a person could technically live without, but it's needed in order to have, you know, yishuv adas and a chavas adas, and it could also be for avodas Hashem, like you're going to say. Hainu batzav yayin, l'mashal batzav yayin, k'mayim rezal ad lo yichil nebistad detura lo tzlilo daita. Like it says in the Gemara that until, yes, the Gemara is talking about, but until he didn't eat the batzav shor, so he didn't have the yishuv adas. B'chama v'reichu pikhin, and the chamru, the yayin is mefakech, brings also our chavas adas. So that's called chiyas haniknu, because be'etzim, a person can live without it, but it's a chiyas haniknu, meaning it's something that brings our chavas adas, that through that a person could, you know, either make a chavas adas in gashmis, or in avodas Hashem, he could bring our chavas adas in yishuv adas to be able to make a proper avodas Hashem. Gam b'chal chiyas haniknu, toruch behemdus ugbal mesusim, also, you know, to have behemoth, gmal, and susim, as yef, lelech, baraglov. The person needs to travel, so then he has to have a way to travel, which then was with behemoth, gmal, and susim. My morim ever lorz lefon of a sus, lirchog, balov, b'chadoyme. Ki av viltum, chiyus etum, b'doychog, b'motum, b'motuk, sheyachol, lichnis, b'lodim. Now, even though these things are necessary, but it's not called chiyus etum, because the other person could live without it. So that's the two bechinnis, which is called chiyus etum and chiyus anikne. Which means what a person needs to live with, that's called chiyus ha'etzem, and chiyus ha'nikne means things that are meant for chavas adas to be able to, you know, not be betzimtzum and bedoichat. V'lochin gam kim shoyim b'chol nafshecha moitzer kol ha'retoynus zormu tfeilim v'oike oitzem l'gamli, that by this daiga where a person does a b'chol nafshecha, which means that he's oike all the retoynus from the oilem hazeh, that includes the chiyus hanikne, ach mashal atme chiyus ha'etzim levadoi, and all he leaves for himself is the chiyus ha'etzim, memele nasa devil v'mikne mitzayim, when a person could be oiker his returns even from the chiyus hanikne, from anything that, you know, necessary for yishuv adas and these type of things, and he only uses it for avodas Hashem, so that's going to bring a devil to mitzayim, to the nefesh of Bahamas, haine b'chiyus hanikne kanar shaloi b'chinit, shal b'chinit mitzayim akloli, that when a person is oiker his rotten to connect to the any and yonah oilam hazeh that, you know, are meant to bring a chavas adas, so that's going to bring a dever to the pari, to the mitzrayim of the nefesh of Bahamas. Machmas yimola acharov kshezeh comes an oifel minei ubei ova leizel bei nagel, like we said before, that zeh luma zeh, whenever a person is misgaber and he works with his nefesh alikud, so then the opposite happens to the nefesh of Bahamas. And therefore, when a person takes away his chiyus hamnikne from the nefesh Bahamas, that causes makis dever to the nefesh Bahamas. Meaning that now the nefesh Bahamas doesn't have, you know, the yicholus to be able to be mispashit and, you know, connect to what it wants to. And therefore, it won't be master on the nefesh alikus to be able to be doubled to the or aliki. Ach mimikni shol loy meis echod. But by makis dever, it says by the mikne of Klal Yisrael, none of the behemoths died. What that means is here, and what we're saying in the voice of Hashem, is that even when a person is fully oiker his returns from the chiyus hanikne, but a vada for a voice of Hashem, it's something that he could and he's supposed to use it for. That hagam sheisha yisrael mevatel v'oiker kol return shel chiyus hanikne, ach nesharu kol return shel chiyus hanikne shaychu l'kedusha kanal. That even though he was oiker all his returns, but a vada would the chiyus hanikne that's meant for the kedusha for avodas Hashem that he still has, he machmas b'sor the turu v'yayin yoshen atzar chob v'moichoy v'toyru b'tfilu b'srav chus godlu k'mayim v'zal chob berchov. That avado, a person should still use these zonim of, you know, b'sor shor yayin yoshen to make achov sedas for toyru and tfilu, like it says v'zal chob berchov u'mayim akos v'yigve libe b'darki Hashem. Meaning that we're saying it in your makis devar is that the avoided by b'chol nafshecha to be fully oiked the retoinus from anything that has to do with the, you know, tanugim boilam hazeh, but rather to use it for avoided Hashem, rather that's a proper thing, and therefore that's what it means that the makis devar didn't happen to Klal Yisrael, meaning the nefesh elikud is supposed to use these things to make a chavas adas and, you know, a proper avoided by Torah tefilu. Lochin loy meis mikni tol echod. That the dever, the mikna of Mitzrayim, those were killed out, because the Indian is that the chiyus hanikne, any chiyus which is not meant for avodah Hashem, and it's only meant for yeshus, and it has no reshim to kedusha, savado, that's avodah b'chol nafshech, to be oikered all the retainers from these inyonim. Loching, she'adam evatel, ko retainim chiyus, ove oiker oison, she'shaychel v'chinis chiyus, nikne, v'meil evatel chiyus nikne, she'vchinis mitzray, v'chinis paroi, ha'klolim v'nevesh b'hamet ha'proti. V'day lohovim. So that's the avodah of b'chol nafshech, that a person is supposed to be oiker all his retainers for anything, any moises and anything that's not, you know, necessary for the etzem achiyus, and that causes a makis dever for the nefesh bahamas, which means the parei klali nefesh bahamas aproti. Lochin hoya makas oit al deyakod shiboruchu machmas shashayim b'chol nafshechol b'chin yichud anal machmas shoiker kol retainoisa v'sheis lebahamas aproido nisha ra kol retainoisa l'Hashem lebade v'chul v'day lohavish. And that's the reason why this makis dever was al deyakod shiboruchu, because the thing is that a person being oiker all his retainers Hashem Levada, and therefore it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu that brought down this Makko. So, nochmal, so what we're saying is that in the voice of Hashem, the Indian Makkah is Dever, what it means is that a person is supposed to work on B'chol Levavcha, B'chol Nafshecha, that B'chol Levavcha meant first a person has to do Eskafya, he has to force his Nafsha Bahamas not to be mispashed, not to do what it wants to do. That's B'chol Levavcha. Then a person has to go even higher, B'chol Nafshecha, to be Oiker is Retoinus for anything that Tanuge Oilam Hazeh. And even though he'll use it for avodas Hashem, but that is a davar shebekdusha, and that's not something which is master on the nefesh elikos. And that thing of makis dever, that through doing this avodas, that brings the makis dever kaviyachol to the nefesh bahamas. Now we're holding by oyis test, we master the inyan makis shchin. He says the makis shchin hoy al dei shneim al dei moshe v'arin. The makis shchin, that was through moshe v'arin. Shemakas Shchin, Nasa Bepare B'Mitzrayim, Machmas Shish HaYisraeli Omgamkin B'chol Nafshecho. That Dinyan Makas Shchin, which was by Pare Mitzrayim, Dinyan is that when he says B'chol Nafshecho, Ki Nefesh Nikim Menucho V'Oinig Miloshen Shavas V'Einofash. That Dinyan of Nefesh is Loshen of Menucho and Oinig, like it says Shavas V'Einofash. Ki Be'emes K'sha'odim Evatel Kol Yitzoni Zorim V'Oig Oisim L'Gamri, Rak nisharu kol retoinus l'Hashem levadoi. Nasa tainu godlu betachos hakavoyna elyoinu. That when a person zoiche to reach this dagger, which is b'chol nafshecho, meaning that he's oike all his retoinus from the tanuga el mazel, so a person might think, so then he's in tzar or something, but he's saying adarabu. When a person zoiche to reach this dagger, so then he gets a tainu godlu, which is the tachos hakavoyna elyoinu, that mitzad echad it comes or Tainug, Lamaila, and also Manasseh Gamkin, Tainug, Venefesh Adam, Bechinus Vainofa Shanao, Kemaimu Kemachsu Lareyo, that through this Avoido, where a person does Bechol Nafshecho, so it causes a Tainug Lamaila, and it causes a Tainug Lamato in the Nefesh Alekos. Like I said, Kemachsu Lareyo, that about the Davish doesn't take away from the Yirei Hashem. So mainly his mazur, I'll pee this, what's in the makishchin? He needu kein lemaile me oinig vein lemata minega. That the highest inyan, the highest dagger, that's called oinig. And the lowest dagger, you know, the lowest inyan, that's called nega. Ki ois is the den, ki ois is the den. It's the same oisius, which is showing that it's, you know, zelu mazet, one opposite the other one. Velochin nasa me oinig sebe nefesh alikuz bekrishma, nasa nega me nefesh bahamas befrat befrat bechol mitzrayim bechlau. That when a person has this avoid b'chol nafshecho, meaning that he's oiker all the tzoynus from the alma of the peroido, from the yeshus, so that causes an oinig to the nefesh alikuz, and zelu mazeh causes a nega to the nefesh bahamas, which the inyan of nefesh bahamas is inyan of paroi and mitzrayim. V'zehu makas shchin avabuis pareach, and that's inyan of makas shchin that through the nefesh alikuz, being mekabel a tainug elyoin, so that causes a nega to the nefesh bahamas, which that's inyan of the makas shchin. The Lochin Hoys, the Makas Hoys, Alde Moshe, Machmas Tainig Elion, Nasam Shochas Tainig, Nefesh Elikus Lamato, Vizesh Akhil Bechins Moshe, Shoyos Shushbin in the Malko. That's the reason why this Makas Shin was through Moshe Rabbeinu, because this Tainig Elion is Am Shocham in the Milo, and then the Moshe, which is Shushbin in the Malko, like his Mazar in the beginning of this Maimu, in the Eru, Hain Am Shochas Gilo Elikus Benefesh Adon, then the Moshe, which is called Shushbin in the Malko, is then of Am Shocham, the Milo Lamato. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu also brought the Makas Shchin, which is being meramed on this Indian, that through the dag of b'chol nafshecha, a person zoicha to the tain galion, which is amshocha milamailu. Ach machma sh'b'chol nafshecha kol beza b'chinnus mi'alo of amshocha b'yachad, that since by this dag of b'chol nafshecha, besides for the hamshocha, there's also the halo, meaning the avoido that the person is doing mimata l'mailu, k'mashem mevata v'oikir kol ritzoin l'shaloi nikra halo, this that he's mevata l'ritzoin is mimata l'mailu, that's called halo. That the avoido of him being oikir is ritzoin, that's an avoido mimata l'mailu, and the hamshocha mimata l'mailu, which is the oinig, that's me'el l'tato. Lochin hoi makishchin al deshneim dafko. That's why Makishchin is also through Aaron, like we said before, that the end of Aaron was called Shushbin and Matrinuso, that his avoid was to make a halo mimata lamailo. So therefore the Makishchin was Aldei Moshe and Aaron, because the end of Makishchin is koil to unyonim, it's koil, the avoid of mimata lamailo, which is to be oiger all the retoinus for any chiyas hanikn, like we said before, to anything that has to do with tanuga oil mazlut. That's to avoid mimata l'mailo, which is shaykh to Aaron, shushbinat matinuso. And it brings also a tainuga elyon, which is amshocha milmailo l'mato. And that's the b'chin of Moshe, which is mamshach milmailo l'mato. And therefore, Makashchim is through both of them, which is, an avoid we're saying is that when the nefesh of Elikos does this avoid being all his retoidness, and then he's makabal the tainuga elyon, that brings the nega to the nefesh of Bahamas. That we saw the Makishchum through Aldei Moshe and Aaron. Till now we spoke about the Dagas, which is B'chol Levavcha and B'chol Nafshecha. And we said before that even by B'chol Nafshecha, which is only like the second Dag of recovering, only the second Dag of making the Nefesh Bahamas have like a being, you know, running away, but he's still missing the third dagger, which is called the Chol Me'adecho, which, like by the seed, when the Etzem Hazera, when the actual seed rots, that's when you have the real Tzmichu. So we're saying when a person Zorich Navoy Tzashem, which will be Mazir, what it means B'chol Me'adecho, so that's going to cause Daniel Makis borrowed to the Nefesh of Bahamas. K'machma Shemoy Tzanafshe Be'echod, Moyz Bechai, Mamish Bechinis Kloy Tzanafesh. That the inyan b'chol miyadach we said before is that a person is holding by a b'chin of mesiyas nefesh where he's moyis b'chayiv mamish b'chinis klois nefesh, like it says, kali nafshi sha'iru levavi b'chinis mili b'shamayim. That the inyan b'chol miyadach is mimazru is that the person's whole rotten, his whole mesiyas is just be oil and be miskal in the oral alien, and he's fully moyis in anything that has to do with anything with oilam hazer. By the dag b'chol nafshecho, so dear, the avoid was to be oikir the retoinus of the chis hanikn, of anything that, you know, moisturizes, even if it's meant for a chovo, a person should be oikir his retoinus. But, you know, the etzem achiyus, that he's not oikir yet, because he's not holding yet by the dag of, etzem mesiyas nefesh. Mashayim, the dag b'chol miyadecho is when a person zoich al day is boinus avir and veikus, to reach this inyan b'chol miyadecho, what that means is that his whole matzias is just a matzias that he wants to be moist in nefesh, and miskal ba'echod, you know, miskal and have a skal to dveikis no elyon. Like it says, midli b'shamayim. It says in the pasuk, the pasuk is brought down on the Maimori Chabad. So it says that midli b'shamayim, ki shamayim haynu eish shamayim haynu avaviru, v'haynu lemaylu me'avaviru haynu sheni nechshu be'enov avaviru rak v'chinis kloisem nefesh. That the pasuk is saying midli b'shamayim, that the person, this oyvid that zoicha to the dag b'chol miyadecho is saying mili b'shamayim, meaning that shamayim, which is inyan of a shamayim ava v'yiru, he doesn't want that inyan because by him that's a small dagger and all he wants is the inyan of klois and nefesh. V'imcho haynu mashenir b'chinis imcho haynu b'riyas kol oylamos malochim tzrofim chayis hakodesh galgalim tzvar shamayim loy chafat tziboret. And then the pasuk says v'ayte v'imcho, meaning that the whole b'riyu, the person doesn't have a cheshik to. Like chvatzi boris machmas shem bechinas artis negdecho. That midli b'shamayim, that the person saying that whatever is in shamayim l'mayil, the whole inyan of avir yir by him is a small dagger, because all he's holding by is a matter of klois and nefesh, which is higher than that. V'imcha, whatever is lower, he's totally moyis, anything that has to do with artis and gashmias. Rak kolon nafshi haim l'skalla b'mekoyer d'kulu l'shtavet v'gufet d'malko. that all he wants is Kali Nafshi, that he should have this catalyst in the Makari the Koilo, Lushtava the Gufa the Malka, all he wants is to be Zoycha to Dvekis and Ora Elyon. When Machmas is Boyne Zen Nasal Maila, Sayer Shemaim is Melosh Nachar Himmelstorm, and Nasal the Parav, Bechom Tzai Makis Boru, that when a person Zoycha to reach Bechom Yadecho, so Machmas, this is Boyne to be Zoycha to be Ma'oyer this in you, which is that not only is he Oikir is Tzoynus from the Oilam Hazza, but he's totally Moyus in anything to do with Artius, even Avav Yir by him is, you know, not a Choshev Inyan. All he wants to be is to be Zoycha, to be called Nora Elyon. So that causes what he's saying in Yiddish, it's called the Himmelstorm. It causes, like, you know, a big Hisoyrus Lamailo, and really it causes the Inyan Borod to parry him and try him. The Veishim is Lakach, the Zoycha Borod begins to say Shalom Mimroimov, that that through that he makes a yichud between the nefesh alikus and the nefesh abahamis. Machmas a yichud anas nefesh alikus lamitoi lochin is achdu bechinas eishu mayim lochin hoyamaka alzei de moshe dafko. That through this inyan he makes a yichud between the nefesh alikus and nefesh abahamis. Because through the Dagger B'chol V'yedecho, where he made a full recovery, he totally was mevatel the etzem erosin of the Nefesh Bahamas to anything, to Olam Hazeh, even to the etzem achiyus, to anything, he was mevatel it fully. Mainly he was able to make a full yichud between the Nefesh Elikus and the Nefesh Bahamas. And that's what he said a few times, that that's really the tachlis, where to reach the prophet Vekus, the Nefesh Bahamas dafka is the kli that can bring the Nefesh Elikus to be zoicha to the reach the atmos or. Because like we said, that the Nefesh Elikus is the Inyan of Or, and therefore to the Inyan of Etzim, Atmos Elikus, which is Lamaila from Or, it's not able to get there. And Dafka when it's Misyachid with the Nefesh Bahamas, which the Shoyush is Lamaila from the Nefesh Elikus, and that's Inyan from the Yesh, where the Yesh and Ayin comes Kechodo, so then the Nefesh Elikus could be Zoych to be Dovuk to the Atmos Elikus Mamish. But we're saying here about Richos that dafka when you do these three avoiders of recovering, of being mevatel the nefesh Bahamas, which is eskafio, b'chol levavcho, b'chol nafshecho, is a dag of his hapcho, where already he's being oiker the retoinus, and by b'chol meredecho, where there he makes a full recovering, a full bittel to the nefesh Bahamas, so then he can be misyachid and be miyachid the nefesh alikos with the nefesh Bahamas. And that causes then your borod, which we're saying is that the Eish Shemayim come together where dear the Nefesh Elikos and Nefesh Bahamas could be Misyachid be Yichud Chad. Lochin is Acht Vichnas Eish Shemayim Lochin Hoya Makad Al Demoish Adavko. Machma Shebechinas B'chol Miyadecho Shaykh Lebechinas Hamshokha Meil Lutato. That this Inyan B'chol Miyadecho is Davko Shaykh to Moish, because Moish we said is called Shudvin in the Malko, meaning the Hamshokha Meil Meil Lutato. Bechinas Toiro Ki B'chol Miyadecho Nimtso Bechinnis balkor chad chai kim avur betanyo. Lochin teke vachas nemme vahoyu advorim hain bechinnis teuro. Lochin hoi alde moishe shu bechinnis shuvini demalke vaday lahovin. That we're saying when a person reaches b'chol miyadecho, so then alde teuro mitzvahs, which is vahoyu advorim ha'elo, he can be zoiche to the dveikas etzim, that dafka after he did these first three avoidus, b'chol vav, b'chol nafshecho, b'chol miyadecho, then he can have the real tzmicho, which is the real dveikus between the Nefesh Elikus and the Orin Tzoyf. Like we said before, that's the whole Inyan, to make a Zriya, to Kavyochol, to plant the Nefesh Elikus within the Malchus Teres El Yoyno, which means when a person could be Mevatel fully the Nefesh Bahamas, then his Nefesh Elikus could be planted and be Mekabel from the Koyach Etzmecha Kloli, which means from the Mekoyer, the Kol Mekoyerin, from the Orin Tzoyf Baruch Hu, which is Behelim in the Malchus Datzilus Teres El Yoyno. And that thing, the true Torah mitzvahs, which is right after, then a person zoicha to the prophet Smicho, and that thing of Makkas Boru with the Eishamayim come together. So again, over here, he's not mazvid the next three Makkas, because since in Parashat Va'eiro, he was mazvid, but, you know, if someone really understands this mind, because he could be mamshich, maybe the, in Shaar Avodah, he's mazvid the inyan of Torah mitzvahs, and then he goes, that even further, you have the Masamatan, and there's more in Yonah, which is Megalah, because more in the Yeshus. So could be, here you could be mazur that that's, you know, the later makas, the choshech makas, b'choyus, where the nukud is that after these dagas, then through more in yonah masamatan and, you know, even the other avoids, which is mazur shai avoid barichos, you could be you could be mamshech the gila atoms more lamato and make the shleimus of the dibur tachtoinim. So that's this, you know, the Maamar Lilin Yasa Makis, which is mazal derech. This is really like a, you know, kitzur of the Shari Avoido, being mazal the, you know, step by step the Darek Avoido, how a person could reach the Matoro, which is to be miyachid, the Nefesh HaLikus and the Nefesh HaBahamas. And even though Bethan, these are big, you know, very high madregas, but about every person that, you know, in every day within the Insta Avoido could have some sort of shaykh to each Navi Prat, you know, even though it's much smaller, but he has to understand, you know, Marshall, in the middle of Shemay Nesay, maybe a person could be zoik a little to his Dagab Chomi Adecho, where he has Bechlal no, you know, Ritzoynus for Olam Hazeh, you know, in every, in whatever step it is, and that's the sin of Chomi Adecho, let's say Shemay Nesay. And that's, every person has to try to be oil in this Avoido, which is, you know, being misgabber on the Nefesh of Bahamas and giving it to Esamakis. And through that, the Nefesh of the Kus reaches the Shleimus Advekis until Bechlal Adecho, where he says, Mili Beshamayim, that his whole inn is just to be Mescal in the Ora Elyon.
Kol HaLashon, a whole world of quality content.